This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Walter Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. Date of birth is 7/12/1942. Date of service is 2/18/2026. Mr. Wilkerson. He's a very pleasant 83-year-old male. Recently discharged from Wellbridge to the hospital because of bleeding from her penis. He has history of bladder cancer with radiation cystitis, continues to have hematuria, periodically was having significant bleeding from around the Foley catheter. So patient was sent to the hospital, was evaluated by urology, who changed his catheter, had cystoscopy done, which showed the chronic radiation changes, and recommendations that he would have periodic bleeding, and recommendations was to do saline wash as needed every 6 hours. Recommendations was not to change the Foley catheter, any issues with the Foley to call urology. Patient has been somewhat weak, laying in bed, denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Continues to complain of blood in his urine, off and on. Feels tired and fatigued, no other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medications, see previous HMP. From January 2026. On examination, tumor appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression number one: hematuria. Next. History of dementia, next history of coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CHF, next history of prostate cancer, next history of bladder cancer, next atrial fibrillation, not on any anticoagulation, secondary to bleeding, next hypothyroidism, next GERD, next B12 deficiency, next chronic constipation. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. Will continue current medications as discharged from the hospital. Will continue to hold his anticoagulation. Physical and occupational therapy will be consulted. Encouraged to drink enough fluids. Will continue to monitor his output. Continue flushing the catheter as needed for any clots. Will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient again is Walter Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. Date of birth is 7/12/1942. Date of service is 2/25/2026. Mr. Wilkerson is seen in his room today because he has been somewhat more lethargic, confused, not eating well. He denies any complaints of abdominal pain, denies any chest pain, no shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. He has been having periodic bleeding from his Foley catheter. He has not spiked any temperature. Vitals have been stable. He denies any other complaints. His oral intake has decreased. Daughter is present by the bedside. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, generalized debility. Next, confusion. Next, history of dementia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, history of prostate cancer. Next, history of bladder cancer. Next, atrial fibrillation. Off anticoagulation. Next, GERD. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, hematuria. Treatment plan, consultation about its symptoms. We'll order blood testing to check for CBC, chemistry panel, TSH, urinalysis. We'll also get a chest x-ray. We'll encourage fluids. We'll monitor progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.